Right now, though, we're going to the phones where we are joined by Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, sharing with us here on the Morning Munch, that time we get into God's Word every day to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. Pastor, welcome.
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning.
It's good to have you with us this morning.
Always good to be in the Word of God together, and always good to have a time to listen to good music and all kinds of fun stuff. Yes, FM, always a good place to be in the morning, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to turn things over to you, Pastor, and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Well, this morning we're continuing in our series we've been kind of doing all throughout the week. And no matter what state you're listening in, we're all dealing with this idea of being at home and what does this mean to hunker down a little bit. And a lot of people saying, well, let's get back to the basics. What does it basically mean to be family? What does it basically mean to be church, to be God's people? And so back to the basics, and for us Christians, that means getting back to the Bible, which not that we've left the Bible, and definitely not that the Word has left us, but we're going to, throughout this week, we've been looking at the Bible and not reading all of it, but I guess in a sense we have been, because the first day we looked at creation, Genesis chapters 1 through 3, and we recognized that this is God's work in creation is all about His love, that in love God creates, in love God disciplines, in love God shows mercy. And as God's story for you continues all throughout Genesis, then there are lots of events. I call them stories, and by that I don't mean that they're not true. Yes, they are history. They really did happen, but I just use the word stories. And in all of these stories, we see God's work, that it's His choice, that He's doing these things with and through and for these people in this family, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that God chooses them and despite their flaws. Every one of them is flawed, and God still chooses them as the lineage for the Savior. And God chooses us today. God chooses you to share that good news with people. Yesterday, we kind of looked at the rest of the Old Testament. We kind of flew over the Old Testament. The idea that God disciplines in love, that throughout all of the Old Testament, we see God's people who He has chosen to work through, and they continually chase after other gods. And God disciplines them, they come back, then they repent, and God shows His mercy, and there's this big cycle that continues to happen throughout the Old Testament. And toward the end of the Old Testament, we see the people in exile because they have chosen other gods, and God, in discipline, sends them into exile, but then He promises that He's going to bring them back toward the end of the Old Testament. He does, and He brings them back into the land. And so we see this in the Old Testament: creation, Egypt, rescue, prosperity, exile, restoration. And all throughout this, sometimes we get this idea that at the end of the Old Testament, we kind of put a stamp on that and say, okay, well, that's the Old Testament, and put that in the closet. We don't need that. But that's not what Jesus says at all. As we get into the New Testament, as we see the Gospels, Jesus is very clear that the Old Testament scriptures are not done away with, but He is the fulfillment of them. They've always been pointing to Him. See, so often our vision of what God is doing is just way too small. In the book of Acts, at the beginning of the book of Acts, this is after Jesus' death and resurrection, the disciples look at Him and say, Lord, are You now going to restore the kingdom of Israel? This is Acts chapter 1, verse 6. See, the disciples can't see beyond their idea of what God should do, which is to restore David's throne in Jerusalem. It's kind of the same as the crowd on Palm Sunday, when what they're doing as well, hailing Jesus as king. And Jesus kind of opens their minds a little more that this is not all of what God has planned. And He's been doing this actually throughout the Gospels, but especially at the end of the Gospel of Luke. This is where we're going to dig in and kind of see encapsulated what Jesus has been doing here. End of Gospel of Luke, Luke 24, again, after Jesus' death and resurrection. And I know it feels like we've skipped over something big, but we'll come back to it, I promise. Luke 24, after the resurrection, this is the day of that Sunday, that resurrection Sunday, and there are two disciples who are on the road to Emmaus. They're leaving Jerusalem. They're kind of dejected. They're not sure what's going on. They're going to go back home to a village called Emmaus, which is about 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And as they're walking along, Jesus is with them, and they don't recognize that it's Him, but they get in conversation, and Jesus Himself gives them a day-long Bible study of the Old Testament. And the way that the scriptures say it, chapter 24, verse 27 says, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures about himself. See, it is all about Jesus from creation all the way through. It's all about Jesus. And we see Jesus say this to the disciples that evening. This is the Sunday evening, the evening of Resurrection Day. We're going to take a look at Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 44. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." And then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. And he told them, "This is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." So we see Jesus here telling the disciples all of it, all of history, all of the Old Testament is all about Jesus. It was all pointing to Jesus. It's all about God's love for his creation and restoring the rest of the relationship, his relationship with his creation, his relationship with you and me. We know that there are plenty of times in our lives when we break that relationship, when we do things that God is not pleased with, that when we do things that we're walking away from God instead of toward him. But God, throughout all of history, from before the time he said, "Let there be light," God has always been at work in his love and his mercy for you. And that's what the cross is all about. I know it sounds like we skipped something big here. Jesus went to the cross. He died for you to restore that relationship, the relationship that's been talked about and God's mercy that he's been showing all through the Old Testament and all into eternity. We'll kind of talk about that a little more tomorrow. But sometimes we get this idea, and the disciples there with Jesus still had the idea that it was a little too small for what God had planned. And so we're going to also take a look at Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. You might think, well, wait, we're going backwards, going back to the Old Testament. That's right. It's always been the same thing that God is at work doing. Isaiah 49, 6, God says this, "It's too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." See, sometimes we get this idea that, well, in the Old Testament, God's the God of Israel, but then he expanded that in the New Testament. Nope. God has always been the God of his entire creation, all people. And we see that in Isaiah. And just like Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I know we're kind of bouncing around a little bit here, but you see it's all the same thing. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus tells his disciples, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." See, God's salvation in Jesus Christ has been the plan from the beginning. Genesis 3:15, God already planned it, and it already reveals his plan to Adam and Eve. And the plan has been in place since before the beginning of time. And the plan is for all the world. And guess what? That means you too. You are part of the world, no matter where you've been, no matter what your background is. You are part of the world, and that means that you are part of God's creation. You are part of God's salvation. You are part of the restoration that God is doing. And so that plan, that love, that mercy, that is for you. And this is good news, because then God calls you not only to receive his love, but then to share it with others. So what a great plan, what a great God we have. So let's pray. We say, God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your love that has always been in place from the very beginning. We're sorry, God, that there are times when we've made you too small, when we've thought, no, I've done something too big, God, that you can't deal with. God, thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for each one of us, no matter where we are, no matter where we've been. Thank you. Thank you for your gift of the Savior for each one of us. Open our eyes, Holy Spirit. Open our eyes today to your work around us. Help us to see you at work, to join you in your work, sharing this good news for all people, the good news of Jesus Christ, the one who restores that relationship between us and our Creator, you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler joining us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. And Pastor, tell us about Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, we're a loving, family-oriented congregation, congregation of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, which means we take the Bible seriously. Hopefully you've kind of caught on to that throughout this week. And usually we meet on Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:30 for worship and for Bible study. Just now, over the last month, or I guess we're going on 2 months now, we've not been able to meet together, as so many churches. So we've been doing things on our website, lots of stuff on our website, princeofpeaceoregon.com. So I encourage you to go ahead and take a look at what's going on there. Also, we have a Tuesday morning Bible study. It's been on Facebook Live over the last month or so. Our Facebook page is Prince of Peace Luth Church. So it's Lutheran without the urn. So Luth Church.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us. We appreciate having you. And
God bless you. Thanks for the opportunity to share the word.